B'choros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet 4:4. Mi she'eno mumcha. If a person is not authorized as a mumcha, even if he thinks he's a mumcha, even if he's got his PhD in mum kavua from Harvard University, and he knows what he's doing, and he's the gadol ador, even then, the gadol ador, if he doesn't have yater, he's not a halachic mumcha. Says the Mishnah, v'ra es a b'chor. If he looks at a b'chor, the nishchat al piv, and he says, yes, this is a mum kavua. You're allowed to eat this b'chor. And they slaughter it based on his ruling. Harezi yikaver. First of all, they can't eat it. Because this is really, we're going like Rabbi Meir, the halacha follows him, like in the previous Mishnah. If you don't get proper authorization first, and then you slaughter the b'chor, you may not eat it. So now this Kohen can't eat his b'chor. And now, besides the Kohen losing out, one second, this presumptuous rabbi who ruled without authorization, what's with him? It's his fault. Says the Mishnah, the Yishalem Mebeso, this presumptuous rabbi must pay out of his own pocket, from his own household. He has to reimburse the Kohen who now lost his b'chor. Again, even if it was a Baal Mum, since the Kohen can't eat it, he's lost his barbecue, and therefore he has to be reimbursed. Says the Gemara, how much does it get reimbursed? So the Gemara says, if it's a cow, so then the unauthorized presumptuous rabbi gives 50% of the value of the carcass. Why only 50%? Because you never know. It could be that if they took it to a real mumcha, the mumcha would say, no, this isn't a mum kavua, and you can't eat this animal. And it might have died as a tom, and you would have never eaten it. So therefore, it's so to speak 50-50 whether or not the Kohen really lost out. So therefore, the presumptuous rabbi pays 50%, and it's a flat 50%. We don't sort of weight the probabilities or say this was a really severe mum or not, whatever. None of that. Says Gemara further, if we're talking about a behemah daka, a goat or a sheep, so then the presumptuous rabbi pays 25% of the value. Why? First of all, it's the 50-50 like we said before. But in addition, even if the animal were not a baal mum, so there's like a cost and a headache with shepherding goats and sheep. It's expensive. And that being the case, the presumptuous rabbi who ruled and let this thing get shechted, even if it was not authorized, and if it cost the man his barbecue, he did save him the hassle of having to shepherd the sheep in the event that the mumcha would have said, no, you can't slaughter it yet. So therefore, we again divide it in half, so he pays just 25%. Interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch says that's only in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael there was a separate din derabbanan forbidding the raising of behemah daka, of goats and sheep, within the civilized, the settled parts of the country, because no one wants to have their tulips and cucumbers eaten by their neighbor's goats. And that's what goats do. So you have to send the goats out to the midbar where it's like uninhabited, and that's just extra expensive and a headache. So you're saving them a lot of money. But because of that, Shulchan Aruch paskins in Eretz Yisrael, it's a quarter, but in Chutz Laaretz, it's a half, because that rabbinic enactment to protect Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so it should be pleasant to live in Israel, and therefore you can't raise goats where people are living, doesn't apply outside of Israel, and therefore outside of the land of Israel, and that being the case, so it's only, again, it's a full 50% reimbursement. Now, the Mishnah has a break, it's a new paragraph, in the Bavli, it's a new Mishnah altogether. We're now going away from Bechoros and talking about this idea in general. What happens if a judge, a rabbi, makes a ruling and it ends up costing the person who he ruled because he made a mistake? So does he have to reimburse for that loss or not? Says the Mishnah, Danes Adin, a judge rules on a case. Zike es achaya v'chiv es azakai, and he makes the wrong call. Tima es atar v'tar es tihar es atame. Similarly, if it's not about Isser, if it's about Mamnes, similarly, if it's about Isser v'heter, the Kohen asks about his truma, and the Kohen wants to eat the truma, but the rabbi says, no, you can't because it's tame. Or he says, you could, but then he, mixes it in with the rest of his salad, and the whole salad now becomes tame, because actually it was tame after all, or whatever the story is. So, the rule is, Masha Asa Asui, the ruling that the dayan or the rabbi ruled, that stands. We're not overturning it. But, V'yishal Mebeso, but if he calls lost, if the rabbi, the judge, calls lost, so then the victim of that loss has to be reimbursed by the rabbi. So the idea here is that there are two kinds of mistakes in general. It's what's called a ta'us b'shikol hadas and a ta'us b'davar mishnah. A ta'us b'shikol hadas means that what you think it means, which is the rabbi, you know, considered all the factors and he came to a conclusion. And then the next day, that's the next day says, oh, you know, I made a mistake. I forgot to take this factor into account or whatever it is, and therefore I want to change my ruling. The rule is he can't change his ruling. The person in whose favor he ruled yesterday will say, well, maybe today you're saying no and tomorrow you'll say yes again. I don't know. So no. Therefore, what he says stands. No one will overturn what he says. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Masha asa asui, what he said is binding. However, v'yishal mebeso, he now must pay out of his own pocket. Meaning, since, according to this Tana, since the judge caused a loss to the party who shouldn't have had to pay or should have been repaid, and now he's harmed, so the judge is responsible to make him whole. Says the Mishnah further, v'imhaya mumcha lebezdin, however, that's a judge who wasn't authorized by the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, to as recognized as an expert. But if the Sanhedrin has recognized him as an expert, and he's authorized to serve as a judge. So he's sort of indemnified from that kind of loss. And patam al-shalom, and therefore he won't need to pay anything. Now the rest of the Mishnah here has a story which sort of illustrates this point. Let me say the story outside first because the structure is a little confusing. Basically, you're going to have a story where Rabbi Tarfon ruled that a cow, which has had its a hysterectomy, had its womb, its uterus removed, has a din of a trefa, and therefore it can't be eaten, must be fed to the dogs. The Chachamim get word of this psak, and they say that's just factually incorrect, Rabbi Tarfon, because we have a statement from Todos HaRofe, a famous person, a famous doctor, it's called in the time of the Mishnah, who said in a different context that every cow and every sow, that's a female pig, that goes out of Alexandria in Egypt is first... gets a hysterectomy so that it can't produce more offspring, so that the people in Alexandria can sort of retain their monopoly on the market of highest quality cows and pigs. So you can infer from that a cow that gets a hysterectomy is not going to die. Therefore, it's not a trefa. And therefore, that means that Rabbi Tarfon's psak was incorrect. Meanwhile, he told this person who had the cow which had the hysterectomy that the cow is not kosher and should be fed to dogs. So now that means Rabbi Tarfon caused him a loss. And now Rabbi Tarfon therefore exclaims, you know, say goodbye to your donkey, Tarfon, because now you have to sell your donkey to get the money to reimburse the aggrieved party. And then Rabbi Akiva is going to step in and say, no, you made a mistake, Rabbi Tarfon, in thinking you made a mistake. Well, you did make a mistake, but you don't have to reimburse the aggrieved party because you made an honest mistake. And the rule is that someone who is recognized by the Bezdin as a mumcha, as you are, and therefore authorized to serve as a dayan, has protection in the event of an unintentional mistake like that. That's the Shach HaVatari. Now, inside the Mishnah says as follows. Maisa, it once happened. Befara shenitla ha'em shela. There was a cow, and its aim means not only mother, but also uterus, so the womb, was removed from the cow. Ve'echila Reb Tarfon l'klavim. And Reb Tarfon, therefore, caused it to be fed to the dogs, which is another way of saying he ruled that it couldn't be eaten by human beings, because it's a trefa. You can feed it to your dog if you can't eat it yourself. The rabbis, the chachamim, heard this psak, and they said, no, actually, a cow that has a hysterectomy is still a kosher. It's not a trefa. Amar todos harofe, and the proof that is the case, is that in a different context, todos harofe, todos the doctor, had said, ein para v'chazira yotza melagzandria, no cow and no sow, female pig, leaves Alexandria, until they surgically remove its uterus. Bishvil shelo teled, so that the cow or the sow is unable to produce offspring. So then Reb Tarfon says, Am Reb Tarfon, halcha chamorcha Tarfon. Tarfon says to himself, exclaiming, say goodbye, you know, literally means your donkey is left. But it means like say goodbye to your donkey, Tarfon, because now you have to sell it to get the money to reimburse the person to whom you made the wrong psak. Amlo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Rabbi Tarfon patarata. Rabbi Tarfon, you are exempt from reimbursing the person who you gave the wrong psak to. She'ata mumcha levezdin, because you are already acknowledged by the Sanhedrin as being an expert and authorized to function as a dayan, and therefore you have indemnification. You're protected from such a mistake that you don't need to reimburse the aggrieved party. V'chol mumcha levezdin patar milashalim. The halacha is, this is the halacha, that a mumcha, an expert as recognized by the Bezdin, is indemnified. In fact, the Ramah Paskins, that in general, you don't have to have the status of Sanhedrin's, authorization. We Paskin that any legitimate Rav or Dayan functioning in a legitimate way is exempt, because without that, we wouldn't have judges agreeing to do anything. Can't work that way. And therefore, the din is that indeed the judge who makes an honest mistake does not need to reimburse the aggrieved party to whom he made that unintentional loss.